Get updated with the hottest news in insurance, finance, and the newest innovation in insurtech and fintech in these difficult times. Hear it from one of the most known and respected voices in the industry, Dr. Robin Kiera, and his guest of today.
This is Insurance and Finance live from the new headquarter of Digital Scouting in Hamburg, Germany. This is the first live show we do in our new office. Our studio is not finished, but be prepared. It will be awesome. Awesome also this show will be with Erika Krishan, which is the heart and mind not only of the Insurance Factory, but the Magic of Innovation Conference in the beautiful city of Vienna. Erika, thank you very much for being here.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Robin, to be part of this great live talk.
Yes, and if you are out there and there's something you wanted to know about the Austrian market or how to organize one of the most intimate conferences in Europe, then do not hesitate to ask Erika a question. Erika, you organize the Magic of Innovation, which also will take place pretty soon as a hybrid event. You brought us a little movie, and I would like to show it. What do you think about that? Shall we just show the movie here? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, very well. Let's do it. Wait a second. Share. Ah, here we go. Okay, guys, be prepared. Well, and if you ask yourself if the magic of innovation is exactly as inspirational, fun as the video, make sure in actually it's even way more fun and even more interesting than in that video. Thank you very much. What was your idea behind that?
Yes, it's MOI more than a conference. So we are working on every year to a very special creative concept as well. And in the world, we didn't see a community song for the insurance industry. And it was the idea to create a very special song with composer, with Barrio, and we create a text, and it is the Sing Sing Insurance. It is something new in the world, and I hope you like the music. You can find it in Spotify and YouTube as well, and yeah, we are very proud of it.
Yeah, and I really like it, and really it reflects the very special atmosphere of the Magic of Innovation, which again is a hardcore insurance conference about InsurTech innovation, really technology, but also concepts. So really have profound discussions on stage and beyond the stage, but also very special flavor with a lot of fun, and also really actually dance at the conference. And I think that's a good sign. But let's talk about innovation. It's called Magic of Innovation, and you are also CEO of Insurance Factory. My question is, innovation is a great thing. We all know the upsides, but the big question is, isn't there actually also a risk associated with innovation?
Yeah, I would start with a positive effect, of course, the innovation. And the innovation, we know that save costs, we can create new customer experience, we could have the better decision. But of course, we have risk, but better say, I wouldn't say risk. This is some challenges for the future. And one side is, of course, from my point of view, the technology side, because this is the investment for the future. And this is a long-term investition. And of course, from other side, we say that the short management contract, so in this case, you have to do the decision for the future, because if you are investing in a technology, you cannot say next year, okay, I have more income, I have more revenue. And this is a really interesting challenge to solve, because the technology is developing in an exponential way. And to do the decision and the right decision, this is, I think, a challenge, because this is high investment, long-term investment. And in this case, to do it, it's important to have the overview as leader of the company and to take the right decision. And from other side, from the organization side, we are afraid of technology. We know that the technology is here, AI is here. It could be that some changing necessary of the mindset of the people, and new skills is necessary to learn. And the organization should develop in this new way to change the skills of the people. And I think this is very important. And but do you know who is the best innovation manager?
No.
It was in the last 1.5 years is the COVID, because the insurance industry showed that from one day to other day, we can be digital, we can sell digital, we can solve the damage digital. And I think the insurance industry in a good way to manage this new risk as well.
Totally. Another innovation, a driver of innovation in insurance, also finance industry. We have Thorsten here from DBS, the financial arm of Deutsche Bank. So shout out to you. Thank you for the question. We are also very excited about the session. And by the way, we see you on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter. Do not hesitate to actually hit the like button. Leave a little comment to show the algorithm that you love this show. So thank you, Thorsten, for doing that, and Dwinka to do it on YouTube. That really helps our show. But feel also free to ask some questions. My question to you is, okay, we talked about innovation, about the internal restraints about innovation, about COVID, who actually helped to push the industry, out of necessity. But the big question is, what kind of role do you see for startups? Because the magic innovation of innovation is actually also super startup heavy. You have pitches on stage. You have also a lot of startups you have not seen before on stage. So what is the role of the insurance insurtech companies after the pandemic?
Yes, I think from the beginning is a driver, the cooperation with insurtech startups. And without this driver, I think we would be a little bit slower. And the InsurTechs really show the technology, what can we do. Of course, from the insurance side, I have sort of three levels, but I can say that, of course, the highest level of the insurance industry who understand the need to decision of today to be in the business tomorrow. It means if I'm funding, for example, a venture, I am a corporate venture, and I invest in a startup and I cooperate in a startup, it's very important because I have the possibility to have the overview, I can learn, and I can cooperate with them. Or the other way, what we are seeing that the spin-off, it means for a special area, it will be funded a new startup. It means a new startup from the corporate side.
Yeah.
And
it was better.
I think both is necessary because with venture, if you are a corporate venture, we have a very good example. For example, you can earn money as well if you have a great exit, for example. And the spin-off is, of course, it's important to have the independent decision to develop different view. For example, in the healthcare area, this is a very new innovation opportunity for the insurance, the health topic. And in this case, it will be for us, not only InsurTechs, because first time it will be the health tech.
Do you have some examples? Do you have some examples of great health techs everybody should know?
I think that, of course, we have a lot of. And in this year, we have a special cooperation with the Austrian research agency who has a cooperation with China.
Yeah.
And in this time, we invited interesting developing from the China industry, from the healthcare as well.
And
will be on the stage as well. And of course, with the great cooperation with the Vienna Health Hub. And in it, this is from the university side. And we are seeing a lot of research in this case. And of course, you know, Europe as well. But from my perspective, I think the China's perspective in this healthcare, one step in the way before Europe. And I think we can learn from each other. And this is very important perspective to work together with InsurTechs, with HealthTechs, and to be open to this cooperation, because I think it could be in the long-term perspective very helpful.
Yeah, I think so too. Cooperation is key. And the big question is how to foster this actually. And I think a great important part of cooperation, and especially in order to get to know each other, is or are conferences. But before we go to the magic of innovation, also share, because that's just your side hobby, your side hustle, your main job actually is the Insurance Factory. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Insurance Factory is next year we will celebrate our 10th anniversary. It means we are working in innovation management. It means we are working with technology companies, and we create with new learning approach new business models. It means so this is a very special program, Digital Garage course. This is Constantinus Award. This is in Austria. It's an interesting award, and we are in the winner with this program because very special. And we develop the insurance manager to understand the technology and how is the influence from the technology side to your business model. We are creating together new business models. We are creating new ideas with startups, with students. And I think this is important that not only the leaders, because in this program it's very important to be not only leaders, it should be a very heterogeneous group, because it's the talents, the people who very motivated to do something for the company is very important, each level, and and away from the silo thinking. It's important to think in a project and not in a special area of
the Yeah, totally.
And this is that we are trying to learn, to teach, to grow together. I think this is important from the Insurance Factory.
Very good. Growing together, also the magic of innovation has, you know, a special place in the conference scene here in Europe. Is it actually the biggest insurance conference in Austria? Probably it is, but for sure it's one of the nicest. Why? Because you have a very special atmosphere. You always think about what can you do different, what can you do next, how can you integrate the people, what can be a little bit crazy, what can be a little bit new. I think that's something super exciting. What can we expect from this year? Magic of innovation, and who can participate?
You know, it is this is the seventh time it will be organized in Vienna. As I mentioned, we are working not only a high level content, we are working in the creative design as well. Yeah. And this year is our motto, the innovation meets tradition, because we have in Vienna very nice venues. This is Palas Eschenbach. And with a very special atmosphere, you know, if you are coming in a palace, you have to have the feeling that in the 19th century you are coming. And we are working on our creative design. We will have a very special cloth. We will have a very special Viennese food. And yeah, and this is something new. But of course, with our partner, we created very high level content. So it means first time Capgemini, PwC is in our program. For example, EFS as consulting, very high level, new trends, new technology insights. And from other side, Huawei give us, of course, about cloud and new perspective. Or Celros, it's AR pubs, I think, or my really long term partner, Ubimet. This is an Austrian meteorology unicorns, and they are developing every year very great ideas from the concept to predict the future. And this is important to work together and to grow together. I think this is the high level content is very important for us. But of course, we have a speaker, for example, again, the Matteo Carbone is on the stage from US, from Italy. I don't know where he will come, because they are developing a very great concept with the Geneva Association. And this is a very new concept with the risk. How can we transfer the risk to a predictive way, and this is important I think for our future in this case, that to learn about this. Something new is this my one of my favorite projects in this part of the MOI, of course, the talents. You know, beginning of
tell
the
me
year,
more
we invited young people below 35, and we asked they should work in an insurance industry or in a broker company. And they should introduce us a favorite project in a 3-minute pitching video. And the campaign called Pitch Like a Startup, Evan, if you aren't. And really, we got 14 videos. And really, I'm very proud of these young people who created something new in this world. And today is the last day. So if you are coming to our LinkedIn insurance innovator group, you can vote for your favorite project.
What was your most favorite pitch? And what was a good pitch? What kind of pitch do you remember of these young people?
Oh, I know everything because I look it, and I was very proud because, you know, I'm a senior manager, and if I got this chance 20 years ago, I would be very happy to do something this new. And but I don't want to influence the people. Everybody should have the favorite talent because we have only 10 places to pitch live in Vienna, and the voting is running till midnight. And of course, it's important to vote because these young people will come to Vienna. We have a very special talent pitching session, and it will be a live 3 minutes video. And of course, the question: who will win the injury award?
That's the big question. I have two last questions. One is, innovation is great, powerful, fascinating. But my big question to you is, what was the biggest innovation that really blew your mind recently?
Yeah, I think innovation is happening every day. We have great insurtechs, we have great health techs. It's, of course, is the technology is the key. I think the key technology of the future is, of course, artificial intelligence. And the question is how you are using this technology. Because if you are using in the way, for example, the different life or non-life or in the health area, you can save, of course, your costs. You can have a higher customer experience. And this is, I think, for the future. We are seeing a lot of activities in, for example, claims approach. Or, for example, I think the AI and in the long-term perspective, I think blockchain is a big, big issue for the insurance industry as well.
Totally.
We don't have any disruptive way in this case, but I think it will be coming.
Yeah, I know a few cases actually in blockchain case where they use it as an infrastructure, for example, to exchange accounting data between reinsurer and direct insurer, which is obviously a total hassle without in a lot of cases. So we see first cases there. That's super exciting, I think. And and my big question, the final question is, what will define the future of insurance?
Yeah, I think the most important, you know, I'm learned in the socialism and I learned from Lenin. I don't know that in the everybody knows him, but he said, learn, learn, learn. And I
That's
would say
sure.
it's important.
That's for sure. Erica, thank you very much for your time. We always have one super final question. Now you shared your insights into the industry, into the market, and about your secret plans, about the magic of innovation. My question to you is, what can the community do for you?
Yeah, I hope you will attend our magic of innovation in Vienna. Or digital, because, you know, we cannot invite the whole world, because from US and Asia, I think nobody can come until now. But I hope digital, you will follow the show. And we have really great insurtech pitching. We have great health tech pitching, the talent pitching, and from the experts, from partner. We are using a digital tool to network. So it is important as well. And I hope you are on stage as well.
Very good, very good. Erica, thank you very much for spending the time with us.
Thank you so much and have a important